This is Thomas H. Krennic. I was previous head of the Special Collections and Archives at the Marion Jeff Bell Library of Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. And I'm reading excerpts from my book, which was entitled Blucher, A Family, A Legacy, and a Research Resource at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. Felix and Maria. Anton Felix Hans Helmut von Blucher, later known simply as Felix A. Blucher, was born into Prussian nobility in 1819 on a great estate owned by his family in present-day northern Germany. Blucher claimed an impressive lineage. He could count among his forebears a granduncle named Gerhard Liebrich von Blucher, who was a general and hero at the Battle of Waterloo and who was crucial in Napoleon's defeat. In 1838, Felix enrolled in a prestigious university in Berlin, where he became an outstanding student in law, in civil engineering, and in languages. In 1845, he graduated with two advanced degrees, which qualified him as an attorney, a surveyor, and a linguist. He would eventually command six languages and would serve as a translator and interpreter. At some point before he finished his studies, Felix met and became entranced with Maria Augusta Emmy, the daughter of upper-middle-class parents named Carl and Marie Emmy, who owned a Berlin brass foundry. Born in 1827, Maria was attractive and charming, known as the Belle of Berlin. She was educated as well, having studied literature and music with private instructors. Family tradition held that she even studied piano and music under the German master, Franz Liszt. Felix's politics derailed any marriage plans. He had become radicalized at the university. His anti-monarch tendencies brought him into disfavor with Prussian authorities, so that in August 1845, he had to flee to the United States. Landing in New Orleans with little money, Felix did what he could to get by, tutoring German, serving as the accountant for his hotel keeper, and finally working in a local shipyard as a draftsman. In the spirit of Americanization, he even altered his name to Felix Anton Blucher. In 1846, Felix relocated to Texas to assist Prince Carl of Solms-Braunfels as a surveyor and linguist in building the latter's settlement. Famously, Felix served as the interpreter of and signatory to an 1847 treaty drawn up between the Comanche Indians and the German settlers between the San Saba and Llano Rivers. During the mid-1840s, Felix visited Corpus Christi, where he met its founder, a frontier promoter named Henry Lawrence Kinney. They struck up a friendship. Felix had also decided to return to Prussia, commit himself to marry Maria Emmy, and make Corpus Christi their home. A man of adventure, energy, and purpose, Felix A. Blucher cast his lot with South Texas, and his future wife would do the same. In mid-February 1849, he made his way back to Berlin and managed to have a personal meeting with William I, the Crown Prince of Prussia. There he put himself in good standing with royal authorities. In mid-March 1849, he and Maria married and immediately began their passage to Texas. Felix and Maria made the week-long trip by small sailing vessel across the Gulf of Mexico from New Orleans to Corpus Christi, where they landed on July 11, 1849. They were loaded down with their clothes and numerous items, including Maria's piano. On July 14, 1849, just a few days after he and Maria landed, Felix set off to do survey work for H.L. Kinney. In 1852, Felix was appointed as the official Nueces County surveyor. It was a time when the county extended from the Nueces River to parts of the Rio Grande. In 1858, he received appointment as Cameron County Surveyor. In 1860, he obtained the position of Live Oak County Surveyor as well. He was often out across the broadest reaches of South Texas. During Felix's long absences, Maria relied on her own resourcefulness to make ends meet. She had a yard filled with chickens, cows, and a garden from which she sold eggs, milk, and vegetables. Maria became the quintessential resilient American frontier woman. She shouldered the burdens of the home and farm by herself, or with the aid of growing children and trusted local workers. During the 1870s, Maria became renowned as a local instructor of music and piano. Numerous students benefited from her early training and Prussian culture. She also supplemented the family income as a teacher of various languages. Always, Maria remained mindful of having her own children educated, a duty which continued the literate Blucher tradition. Felix's survey assignments during the early 1870s included the first attempt to build a narrow-gauge railroad from Corpus Christi to Laredo. It was an enterprise that tried to link the emerging port of Corpus Christi to the interior of Mexico. By then, Felix was employing his two oldest sons in his work. His endeavors also carried him to Laredo, Zapata, Brownsville, and other parts of the lower Rio Grande Valley. Felix's surveying proved to be economically profitable. Always, Felix Blucher made more notes, created more field books, and drew elegant maps, in the process increasing the written record of his time on the South Texas terrain. It was in 1879 when, on a surveying job for the legendary rancher Richard King, that Felix Blucher died unexpectedly in Cameron County from a lung condition. Maria remained in her home with her children living nearby. As her biographer Bruce Cheeseman notes, she continued to teach music, enjoyed her garden and pets, and delighted, as she always had, in the beauty and bounty of the Bay and Chaparral. Maria Augusta von Blucher died in 1893. Blucherville. Upon arriving in Corpus Christi with Maria in 1849, Felix purchased an 8-acre tract of land from H.L. Kinney on the high bluff that stood above Corpus Christi Bay. This property became the Blucher Homestead, what came to be known as Blucherville. According to their son Charles, a small two-room house built by a previous owner already stood there, and the Blucher couple moved into that modest dwelling and made do. In 1852, the settlement of Corpus Christi incorporated as a town, with the Bluchers ranking among its most remarkable citizens for their energy and old-world refinement, even despite the hardships they faced. The original 8-acre homestead that by the early 20th century had come to be known as Blucherville ultimately included 5 major houses for Felix and Maria's children. Most prominent among these structures, and the ones that remain until this writing, are the homes of Charles, Richard, and George, all facing Carrizo Street, near the corner with Blucher Street. These 3 houses retain their impressive elegance. Begun in 1880 as a modest structure, the Charles F.H. von Blucher home was added onto and remodeled, so that by 1909 it ranked among the most magnificent examples of Victorian-type architecture in the city. Richard and George constructed their homes in 1901 and 1904, respectively. In 1942, the Blucher descendants donated to the city all the land of the original homestead across Carrizo Street toward the bay, around 3.65 acres, to create Blucher Park. The Blucher family gave the property in memory of Charles. They intended it to be a sanctuary for native plants and flowers existing nowhere else in Corpus Christi. The newspaper reported that the donors want Blucher Park to stay a place of quiet and meditation, a bird sanctuary, and a spot where residents may go for a quiet tour. It was to be a natural setting in perpetuity, very much in keeping with progressive public discourse on urban living. Blucher Park was also reminiscent of Maria von Blucher's earliest observations of the natural beauty of the region's flora and fauna. The park emerged among the well-known destinations for bird watchers on what is called the Great Texas Coastal Birding Trail. Charles. In the Blucher Surveying and Archival Legacies, Charles von Blucher, the third child of Felix and Maria's marriage, figures most prominently. He carried on the profession that cemented the Blucher name to South Texas. While his father and mother had received the finest education in the Old World, Charles was given the best of what a Texas frontier town had to offer. At first, he and his siblings were tutored at home by their mother. She taught them primary subjects, languages, and music, with the lessons being in German. She also instilled in Charles, as in all her children, a respect for literacy and culture that was a Blucher family tradition. By 1872, Charles worked full-time with Felix, who proudly stated that his son displayed the markings of an excellent surveyor. In 1880, Charles had married a Corpus Christi woman named Mary Ellen Miley. Charles ran for and won election as the official Nueces County surveyor in 1882. He thus carried on the family tradition established by his father in the early 1850s. As an independent practitioner, he would survey many of the emerging Corpus Christi suburbs and nearby communities. Charles worked for such important individuals as Philip and J.O. Chapman to map the extensive and famous Nueces County farming enterprise that came to be called Chapman Ranch. He ventured further out to plat garden tracts in such small towns as Rialitos, Bishop, and other villages, as well as establishing roadways connecting those population centers. Charles determined the boundaries of ranching lands, such as the great Palo Blanco Grant, and did other large surveys in the harsh brush country of Brooks County and beyond. Conrad. It would be Conrad, the second oldest child, who took over from his father Charles as Nueces County surveyor. Conrad was a likely choice, having the Blucher tradition at his back and being a thoroughly competent surveyor in his own right. He had graduated from Corpus Christi High School in 1902 as the class valedictorian. He went on to the University of Texas, where he earned his degree in civil engineering in 1906. Returning to Corpus Christi, Conrad worked with Charles, but he also spent several years as assistant city engineer. During World War I, Conrad bolstered his skills by serving briefly as a first lieutenant of engineers in the United States Army. By the late 1920s, he was head of his own firm, Blucher Engineering Company, which was well known around the city and county. When his father decided to retire in 1934 as county surveyor after a half century, Conrad succeeded him in that elected office. Conrad retained the position of Nueces County Surveyor from 1934 until he retired in 1954. Conrad thus extended the Blucher presence in that office to an almost unbroken chain of 100 years, extending back to 1852 when his grandfather Felix first began. Conrad also owned, managed, and continued to build the family surveying records developed over the years by Felix and Charles. Those records were housed in the county surveyor's office. Those documents would also contain Conrad Blucher's materials and bear his name for posterity, the Conrad Blucher Surveying Collection. The Blucher influence in the county surveyor's office was perpetuated when Conrad's assistant and protege, William W. Bill Green, succeeded him in 1954. The Blucher surveying records would remain at the courthouse because Conrad had left them under Bill Green's care. Mr. Green would hold that office until 1994, and he and his wife, Patricia Green, would curate those materials assiduously. The gift. Conrad's crowning beneficence came in 1975 when he and his wife, Zula E. Hill Blucher, donated their estate to Texas A&I University at Corpus Christi. Located on Ward Island, A&I Corpus Christi was the public university which had once been the Baptist institution named the University of Corpus Christi. In turn, A&I Corpus Christi would become Corpus Christi State University, which subsequently changed its name to Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. By the end of 1975, Conrad and Zula had signed over their home on Ocean Drive to the A&I Corpus Christi Foundation while retaining a life's estate. The sale of the house was to be used for the creation at the university of the Conrad Blucher Fund for the Advancement of Science and Technology. The initial use of this fund was to establish a teaching professorship called the Blucher Chair of Surveying. Amid much publicity, President D. Whitney Halliday accepted the gift as the university's first endowment. The ceremony honoring the Blucher couple and their gift took place in January 1976. The fund would further the instruction of engineering technology. Evoking the Blucher tradition, President Halliday stated, "Conrad Blucher has spent his lifetime, as did his forefathers, in advancing the profession of engineering in South Texas." A great deal of financial support came as a result of the bequest after Conrad and Zula died in 1977 and 1985, respectively. These funds were from Blucher South Texas ranch land, its oil-producing mineral rights, and various other Blucher possessions that benefited the university. The Blucher endowment totaled around $2 million and continued to grow into a multi-million dollar principal. This endowment made possible the establishment of the Conrad Blucher Institute for Surveying and Science, or the CBI, on what by then was the Corpus Christi State University campus. Dedicated in May 1987, the Blucher Institute had as its stated purpose to emphasize the importance of surveying research and education. Truly, the gift made by Conrad and Zula Blucher represented a continuation of the Blucher surveying spirit that had begun in Corpus Christi in 1849. It also reflected the Blucher reverence for education that had started with Conrad's forebears in Prussia.